is time now for our weekly feature, Your Life Matters, with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. Dr. Beth Placetka, welcome again. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. I'm fine. How are you?
Doing well. As we're starting to close out October, which, as we've been focusing on, it's the National Bullying Awareness Month, so important all year long to keep folks aware of some of the warning signs and some ways they can help deal with what is going on in a tough situation. But especially this month, we want to kind of hammer home some points and let folks know they're not alone and there is some help. What do we want to focus on today's show about bullying?
Well, you know, I think it's important because of the questions that I receive that we also take a look at what do you do? What are the steps that you take? So from the targets, I would get questions that say, okay, what's going on and I need immediate help. Witnesses, I'm more likely to hear from after a presentation about bullying, adult bullying, especially in the workplace, where they say, okay, how can I help? And unfortunately, we rarely, if ever, hear from the bully. So just a reminder that because it spreads, because the emotional and mental and psychological tension is so great, even people who aren't directly involved are experiencing those kinds of emotions and outcomes. Bullying behaviors happen over a long time. They're unjust, they're glaring, they're accusatory, there's innuendos about reputation, and it's the kind of thing that you can't escape. So you know that you're in one of these kinds of situations when you keep saying, what is going on and why are things happening to me? And nothing you do seems to make a difference.
Yeah.
So there are some things you can do.
And it's not, if for those that are just joining us, maybe missed some previous shows, we are focusing mainly on adult
right.
bullying at the workplace or something along those lines. I mean, some of this still could apply if it's your son or daughter at school and they're dealing with bullies as well. But this is a big problem with adults at the workplace, et cetera. So this is kind of our focus here. If you're dealing with some of this, hopefully you can get some help from these programs. So with all of this going on, if you are a target, you feel like you're being bullied, what are some of the things that you can do?
Well, I think first we have to remember that it does affect us physically. So the very first thing is you want to start working and feeling better. Quit trying to please the bully. The bully takes great delight. The more you try to problem solve about the situation, the more they're going to twist it on you. So just know that they like the power over you and start focusing on yourself. Get healthy. Eat well, rest, get a lot of sleep, take meds if it's needed. If you can't sleep, talk to a doctor, take care of that. The other thing that you want to do is with a friend or family member, start looking at your strengths. Often I say to people, you're not necessarily looking for a job, but write your resume. You'd be amazed at how many skills and good qualities you have that you have forgotten about. Mm. List people you know who like and care about you. Make sure that you recognize that you're part of a community that does care. Reduce the feeling of being constantly watched and evaluated, because we feel like we're under a microscope when that happens. Remind yourself that while this is really awful, only a small handful of people in the world know what's happening, and so you get to go on about your business as much as possible. And there is no shame in you for somebody else's behavior. Finally, get as far away from the bully as you can. You're not going to change them. Distance, if you have to change jobs or join clubs, different clubs, get different activities, but remove yourself. And if you can't, at least distance yourself emotionally. Listen and watch what he or she does, but give yourself time to respond. Ask questions, clarify, say, I'll get back to you. That's a great idea, but come back. You don't want to be at their beck and call every second.
You know, that's got to be the tough thing. It sounds good to leave your job and work someplace else. That's not always feasible, and it shouldn't have to come to that. But obviously, if it's an untenable situation, you might have to do something drastic like that. But if you love your job, if you need your job, you're just going to have to find other ways to create some distance. Whether it's at the workplace or at home, to distance and separate yourself from that situation as best you can.
Absolutely. And sometimes that's talking to people to vent and to keep getting those reminders that you are not doing something wrong, but also to make it not fun for the bully to mess with you anymore.
And final thing, if folks feel like they do need some additional help, Safe Harbor Counseling is here.
Absolutely. And Dr. Beth Speaks would be glad to talk about what that looks like in an educational format.
And how do they get a hold of you and try to find out some more information?
Our office number is 630-466-8657.
And we invite listeners to find out more at those numbers and also the website safeharboril.com. And don't forget to submit your questions with an email at that address and put WSPY in the subject line, and you might get your question answered on an upcoming show. Dr. Beth Plachetka, thanks again for coming in. Hopefully we've given some folks some good information, and they'll get some help if they need that.
Absolutely. We're always there.
That's all the time we have for today's show. Join us again next Monday for another installment of Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Plachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks.